It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
This is Kimberly Stern, live from Jasper's Kitchen, and Jasper's out on assignment today, Jill. So I brought in Jill Silva, who is always a fabulous guest co-host. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I didn't bring the cannolis, though. So sorry.
You didn't?
Oh.
Nuts.
That's so, Jasper's job.
That is Jasper's job. And it is cannoli month, National Cannoli Month. And in fact, if you stop down by the Plaza Art Fair this weekend, Panache Chocolates, they have a special edition cannoli, and it's going to be flavored with their chocolate. So are you down? Are you down with it, Jill?
I'm there already. I'm running out the door. Take care of this yourself, all right?
And speaking of chocolate, we have a Simply Sweet show today. Do you want to hear who's on?
Yes, because it is very sweet. Run me down.
Yummylicious John Umstead about his organic treats, and I believe he's got some new granola he wants us to try. Ashley's Bake Shop, she's going to be talking to us about her products. Grace's Cookies, these tiny little cookies that are just the right amount of sweet in the afternoon when you need that pick-me-up.
Yes.
Yeah, you know that. And we've got Matt Chatfield, who is the executive chef at Roth Distributing on the Plaza, and he has the fun job of playing amongst very high-end appliances all day, Sub-Zero and Wolf, and showing people who purchase them how they can get the best use from them. So
I'm still thinking about those little cookies. Can we bake them in those ovens?
Maybe.
Let's try it.
All right.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House is your market for 94 delicious years. And right now, it's all about certified Hereford beef. That's right. Kansas City strip steaks, only $6 each. And how about these beautiful ribeyes and filet mignons? Oh, my. And it's still great to cook out right now. So fire up that grill and get some certified Hereford beef from your neighborhood Hen House Market. Fresh local chicken, only $2.99 a pound. And St. Louis baby back ribs, $1.99 a pound. And for Miss Kimberly, it's a buy one, get one free shrimp. That's right. Wow, what a weekend planning of meals you can have right before your eyes. Just come on by any local Hen House Market. And right now, it's all about the Tippins Apple Fest. It's apple season, and Tippins deep dish French or old-fashioned caramel apple pie, only $9.99, and the Tippins mini apple pie, only $4.99. It's buy fresh, buy local at your neighborhood Hen House Markets.
Oh, Kimberly.
The cookie monster has arrived.
I can't even do this show right now.
I know.
How am I kidding you?
I wish I had a picture of you right now, Jay.
This is like, what's the word? I mean,
cookie
not
heaven.
Heaven. No, it's like nirvana.
Cookie nirvana. There you go.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
We are so lucky to have John Umstead with us this morning. John is the founder, owner of Yummylicious Cookie Company. We had John on maybe 6 years ago when you were first starting.
It's been that long, John. Come on.
Yeah.
It has been.
And he has come back into the studio this morning bearing cookie gifts. And what he has brought us, Jasper, some of the original cookies, some of the new cookies, ice cream.
Ice cream sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Ta-da.
Yeah. Gluten-free, the gluten-free brownie bites.
We started off with those. Yeah. I would have never known they were gluten-free.
And what's in those?
Black beans, tapioca flour.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No. Very good. And we make ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, I've never seen Mark so quiet, our producer here. He has not said two words the past 10 minutes.
Mark's enjoying. And that white chocolate lemon cookie.
I've never had so much lemon flavor.
Oh, it's delightful.
Eating
delightful.
Sunshine.
Wow. Let's back this all up. How did it all start? Why cookies? I mean, it started with cookies only, right?
Only cookies. Correct. It was accident. Most businesses start that way. My wife, over 20 years ago, we lived in Indiana, started trying to make better treats for us. I was running, doing some exercising, and played around with whole grains. And at the time, the internet was around, but it looked nothing like it does today. So a lot of trial and error, a lot of really challenging to eat cookies in our house. Hockey pucks could be weapons. You could a whole different variety. But after 10 years, we had our basic recipe down. And we had no intention of doing anything with that except for treating friends.
Okay, I'm going to ask you straight out. How do you stay thin with these cookies around?
Well, I think if you eat enough of them, your body gets used to digesting
them.
No,
I have that problem. No. Meatballs and salsa. This is not my body's
Jasper's not buying that.
I do some exercising, and I do have young daughters, 7 and 4 at home, so they keep you active.
But these are, you do make your cookies with organic ingredients.
We do.
They're not loaded with fine sugar.
No, they're not. And that's, beforehand, we initially just started with whole grains. And, 20 years ago, you would use whole wheat flour, those types of things. And as food has evolved and the public has asked for different things, organic is more important because they're not sprayed with anything. You know, so there's no pesticides, there's no herbicides. And, you know, the definition of natural has been bandied about and abused. And for us, when we say natural, we mean minimally processed. So I use butter and I use eggs.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. Sometimes at the markets, you'll get people that want to debate you about the quote unquote healthfulness of those things. And I just remind them of our friends who used to tell us that those weren't good for you.
That's right.
And out of butter, we got margarine, which in the end, I think was a far worse option. And so we're dealing with the same thing with sugar. And so for us, our sugars are minimally processed. They're organic, which means they're not sprayed with anything. And they're basically squeezed and dried and bagged. And so metabolically, what happens when you eat our cookies is they'll digest over hours instead of minutes. So it's like a meal replacement. And, you know, my challenge is when...
I can go for that meal replacement. There's my excuse.
There you go.
I'll still have the Jasper diet.
Oh, buddy. I've been trying to tell people that for years about fettuccine Alfredo. I mean, here you have natural flour, natural grain, you know, local cream, local butter, a little cracked pepper. Why can't you just have fettuccine Alfredo all the time?
Well, and everything in moderation, right?
I mean, that's what
exactly.
We need to get to. Come on.
Yes.
That's right. That's right. Now, let's talk about this. I'm holding in my hand a cookie mix.
Yeah, cookie mix. So one of the challenges with our products is we don't use preservatives. And there's a very short shelf life. And we're talking, you know, days before they will get stale and hard. And so we did some things at Dean and DeLuca where we got started, McGonigal's, where we tried to bag our products, put them out for shelf and for sale. But after a couple of weeks, they get really hard and nobody wants to pay, you know, $3 or $4 for a cookie. So
right.
Necessity is the mother of invention. And we thought, why didn't we make the dry mix? And so I'm not sure which recipe you have there, Jasper. I think it's the Tuscan espresso. So we use the Roastery's Super Tuscan Espresso Blend.
Wow.
We match the flavor profile of coffee with the cookie ingredients. And in that bag is everything you need to make about 24 to 28 ounces of dough. There's a sweetener packet in there. You cream that up yourself with a softened stick of butter. Once that's done, you add the egg, a teaspoon of vanilla, mix that up, and then dump everything else in. Scoop them and bake them.
And it's the same thing you do at home, or not at home, but when you make the cookies. I mean, fewer steps from field to food. I like that.
Right. That goes back to our natural and what we talked about earlier. There have been products that are made with potatoes and canola oil, and they have natural over the front. Or we just don't buy into that. Yeah. Natural to us should be, your body should be able to use it in a good way.
And every batch is made by hand. No
yes.
Chemical engineering, no. Nothing.
No. And some people take offense. We have a phrase that says we're bakers, not chemical engineers.
I like that.
And as you know, baking is chemistry.
That's right.
So I get some pushback on that. But yeah. It's more of the play on words and the ingredients
sure.
That are in there, where you don't need to have an organic chemistry major in order to say what's in the bag.
And, of course, people are probably wondering where they can purchase your products.
Absolutely. We are primarily direct to customer. So this is market season, and we have two places where we're at: Overland Park Market on Saturdays and Wednesday mornings, mm-hmm. And then we're down at the River Market. And so I ask folks to follow us on Facebook. We'll post on social media. You can also order online. And we do have a bakery. It's a commercial location in Lenexa. And while it's not technically retail, you can come into our office, purchase our products. Just call me to make sure I'm there.
And you're in on 87th Street, is it?
No, we're actually off of Santa Fe Trail Drive.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you go south out of Old Town Lenexa,
okay,
and you keep going past 95th, we're in between 99th and 100th Street. So okay. Tallgrass Toffee used to be down there. The Panera Distribution Center is down there. So.
Well, it's really something. I mean, seriously, what you're bringing back is something natural,
mm-hmm.
what we should be eating.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you talk about yummy-licious, Kimberly. Mm. I'm going to hit that ice cream. I don't know about you. We can't let it sit and melt. Come
no,
on.
No, we can't. And we're at the end of the interview, so how convenient for us.
Very good. Timing is everything.
John Umstead, Yummy-Licious Cookie Company, thank you so much for bringing us up to date on what you're doing. Incredible.
All natural
things.
Cookie yeah. monster. I can get into this.
Yes, you can.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me. And, again, all these samples are yours.
You know we're your fans, my friend. And also, my friends out there, you need to check them out. The website is...
Yummylicious Cookies.com.
Go check them out right now. You'll get to taste what Jasper and Kimberly are enjoying, my friends.
From Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House is your market for 94 delicious years. It's all about certified Hereford beef. That's right. Kansas City strip steaks, only $6 each. And how about these beautiful ribeyes and filet mignons? Oh, my. And it's still great to cook out right now. So fire up that grill and get some certified Hereford beef from your neighborhood Hen House Market. Fresh local chicken, only $2.99 a pound. And for Miss Kimberly, it's a buy one, get one free shrimp. That's right. Wow, what a weekend planning of meals you can have right before your eyes. Just come on by any local Hen House Markets. And right now, it's all about the Tippins Apple Fest. It's apple season, and Tippins Deep Dish, French or old-fashioned caramel apple pie, only $9.99. It's buy fresh, buy local at your neighborhood Hen House Markets.
All butter crust, fresh whipped cream, fresh fruit, hand-peeled apples, freshly squeezed lemons, cane sugar, fresh cracked eggs. Kimberly,
yeah.
This is going to be a dangerous interview, lady.
Well, thank you for reading that list.
I didn't read it. I just was
performing.
Eating. I was eating.
You were
and I knew
eating.
What I was eating. Are you eating what I'm eating?
I am. And, of course, all those ingredients is something that Ashley Luna, who is the owner and she's a pie baker of Ashley's Bake Shop Inside Pride's, uses to make her creations, right?
Yes. Thanks for having me
oh,
today.
Oh, well, welcome to the show. And I'll tell you what, Louise, she's such a lovely lady.
I know, she's
at
so
Pride's.
Sweet.
I mean, I've never seen a shop like hers anywhere in the country, and I travel a lot. But to have this pie shop in the back.
I know, I'm so lucky. It's,
oh,
it's amazing.
My.
And the customers at Pride's are so sweet.
They
There's
are.
There's like a certain type of person that comes into Pride's, and they are all the
you
sweetest people.
You hit it there. You really did.
And the thing I love, too, is when you walk in there and you're baking pies, you can smell.
Mm-hmm. It
I mean,
wafts.
It feels like home.
It does, doesn't it?
It feels like home. Well, let's talk about... When did you open? Just 2 years ago, right?
Yes, we've only been open about a year and a half now. So not too long, but it's definitely keeping us busy and getting busier every single week.
And let's talk really, Kimberly, not just pies. We're talking bars because I haven't shared one with you yet, have I?
No, you haven't, but I saw them in the box. Ashley came bearing gifts for us. So.
Oh, then this is the pecan bar, right?
Yes. So it has a shortbread crust and then a homemade caramel pecan topping on there. So it's kind of like a pecan pie without the gooey center. It's a little bit more dry, but it's more kind of crumbly and kind of melts in your mouth at the same time.
But I will tell you, you mm-hmm. cut them for us, so I'm not feeling as guilty.
Yeah, yeah, it's nice to
you
eat them in little bite-sized pieces
because exactly.
those bars are pretty big.
I've had eight so far. I think. No, probably more. Here, have one.
You've
have
eaten
one.
A bar and a half now, Jasper.
Are you counting? I'm not counting.
I
had eight.
Count you.
I'm like making that up.
A little ticker.
And then let's really, we'll talk more about all this stuff, uh-huh. but. You also have quiches.
Yes, our quiches are really popular. I would say our bacon and leek is probably the most popular. We also do like a vegetarian one with corn, asparagus, some different farmers market produce.
So you do personal pies and do personal quiches?
Yes, we can do regular size. We pretty much will do any size pie you want. We do a 10-inch pie, which is our normal size. And then we also do a 5-inch mini pie. So we always get special requests for different flavors.
And the quiches too?
Yes.
Very nice.
We can make any flavor you want.
Well, let's back this up some years. And I can't say some years because you're not that old.
Thank
but
you.
How did this all begin? Pies. Why pies?
You know, pies, I've always enjoyed baking since I was little. I used to watch Emeril Live all the time on TV. And then I went to culinary school. But they don't really teach you much about pie in culinary school. It's kind of something you have to learn on your own, I feel like. So one summer, my dad and I like to bake together. He's who helps me at the shop. And so we kind of started making pies one summer, just trying to perfect the crust and the fillings. And so it all just kind of began probably about 6 summers ago, just baking pies.
So you started with your dad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My dad loves to bake and cook. So
I love it. So he was kind of your inspiration?
Yeah. It's fun. It's always been fun for us to get in the kitchen together and cook and bake together. So,
okay. So the recipe itself,
mm-hmm.
all butter.
Yes, we use all butter in our crust. No Crisco or lard or anything.
We just
like the flavor of the butter.
Mm-hmm. And then you brought something in which I have not seen. Mm. And Kimberly, you know, I say the word dangerous a lot.
You do.
And we shared it with you. You just didn't see it yet. You know, but
it wasn't
you're
in my
throwing
bowl.
Your little. Fit over there, the princess. But German chocolate cake pie?
Yes, it's one of our biggest sellers. It has a graham cracker crust with kind of a German chocolate flourless brownie on the inside. And then we also do a caramel pecan classic German chocolate topping on the top of it. And I like to eat it warm or at room temperature, but it's really fudgy and rich. And
maybe a little ice cream?
Yes, it's good.
Like a little
ice cream kind of cuts
cream?
Through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
do you think?
Dr. Mm-hmm. James Morabli is going to get one of these soon. That's his favorite.
Is
way,
it?
I don't. Yeah, that's his favorite, German chocolate.
Yeah.
So I don't feel as guilty now eating it when I know he'll be eating it with me. So he can't, you know.
There you go.
Can't get upset with me for eating.
Are you listening, Jim?
He's listening. Don't worry.
So talk to us about special orders because you sell out the case.
Yes.
I mean, when things are gone, they're gone.
Yeah.
Right.
We bake everything fresh every morning, so we'd rather have, you know, we'd rather be sold out than to have excess just because we like to make everything fresh every day.
Yeah.
So you can special order any kind of pie, even if it's not on our menu. Even if it's an old family recipe, we've had people bring in old grandma's recipes and we'll make that for them if they
really?
Want.
Really? Mm-hmm. But that's something else you say about bringing in grandma's recipe, mm-hmm. but working with your father, and this you were talking family.
Yeah.
What is that like? I worked with my father.
It's,
you know, from
I mean,
the time I was 8 years old. So.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, obviously we do butt heads at times because we're always in there together. But
more butter. No, less butter. No, don't put that in there.
More sugar. No, but it's really fun, and I love having these special, you know, memories with my dad.
Of course,
so.
Absolutely,
it's awesome.
Cherish those memories.
I love it.
So, can people special order off of the website, or do they need to call you?
They can actually call or text. Okay. I always have my phone on me, so we take texts. I feel like a lot of my customers have become friends. So it's really neat because, you know, it's more like a family kind of.
Well, and that's the spirit of Pride.
Exactly,
as you were talking about, there's a real special kind of customer, very engaging, very interesting.
Yeah, it's very personal. I feel like I really get to know the people.
Yeah.
And we have a small shop, but I kind of love that it's so small because then we know exactly who's coming in and we know their names. And it's like Cheers of pie shops.
Or the little shop around the corner. Remember
yes,
the
oh,
Meg
That is
Ryan?
My absolute favorite movie. You've Got Mail. Oh, my gosh. That's
you're
my favorite
instead
movie.
Instead of the bookshop.
Yes, that's how
you're
I feel sometimes.
Yeah.
Really?
So cool. Yes, I love that movie.
What's on the horizon? What more can you do? You're doing quiches. You're doing pies. You're doing bars. I don't,
you know, it
I can't
keeps
imagine.
Us so busy with the pies because it really is a labor of love, I feel like.
Oh.
So it takes us, you know, a long time to roll all of those crusts out by hand and everything. So right now we're just going to keep cranking out the pies and hoping for the best.
Well, it's Ashley's, of course, Ashley's Bake Shop, and they're in Pride's. I mean, you go down to Pride's anyway to shop for all these goodies.
Pride's Kitchen. I think it's called Pride's Kitchen and Necessities.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a dangerous store
and
for this show.
Is an
and now the pie's there also. I mean, why would I want to leave? I just keep making turns around the store, heading back to the pie shop.
And, you know, you're also selling this summer at the Downtown Lee Summit Farmers Market, which is a really cool farmers market. And you're selling your mini fruit pies from 7 a.m. until they sell out.
Yes, it's been really good for
those us. Those are like the personal pies.
Yes.
That we just estimated,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, my friends, you need to go see Ashley and her father, of course. It's Ashley's Bake Shop at Pride's. Kimberly, just another delicious interview. Mm. You can't stay on a diet on this show.
You can't.
Oh, that's a good thing, Ashley.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on. What a beautiful little girl making pies with her daddy.
I love the story.
Oh, thank that's you. Something else. This is Jasper Morabili.
Kimberly Stern.
We're eating again right here on Live from Jasper's Kitchen on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House is your market for 94 delicious years. It's all about certified Hereford beef. That's right. Kansas City strip steaks, only $6 each. And how about these beautiful ribeyes and filet mignons? Oh, my. And it's still great to cook out right now. So fire up that grill and get some certified Hereford beef from your neighborhood Hen House Market. And St. Louis baby back ribs, $1.99 a pound. For Miss Kimberly, it's a buy one, get one free shrimp. Wow, what a weekend planning of meals you can have right before your eyes. Just come on by any local Hen House Market. It's all about the Tippins Apple Fest. It's apple season, and Tippins Deep Dish, French or old-fashioned caramel apple pie, only $9.99, and the Tippins Mini Apple Pie, only $4.99. It's buy fresh, buy local at your neighborhood Hen House Markets.
Kimberly, I've been called the Cookie Monster before.
I've called you that several times.
Well, you know what? This next interview, excuse the noise, Kimberly, but I'm opening up my package of cookies, so you just take this interview open up because I'm hungry.
Well, and luckily the owner of Grace's Best Cookies sent me my own package because he knew that Jasper's a Cookie Monster. So good morning, Jeff. We're so thrilled to have you on.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Jeff, these cookies are something else. I mean, we're going to start right from the beginning. Sunflower seeds and rolled oats. And I think most people would think, oh, here's something, you know, that's nutritious and organic and this and that. And the flavor is bursting when we open up. I mean, the first bite. I'm serious, Kimberly.
Yeah.
You'll see. Kim hasn't taken her first bite yet, so.
Oh, I have.
Oh, you have? I didn't see you over
there.
I've
had two. So, Jeff, why Grace's Best Cookies? Tell us a little bit about the background.
Well, it's just a natural cookie that is basically inspires people to experience amazement and joy through a shareable cookie.
And who is Grace?
My daughter.
Ah. Did Grace help you develop the recipe?
No, she was 6 when I started the company.
But she enjoys them today, I would assume.
Oh, yes. Yep, absolutely.
Okay, we start off with the ingredients. And we're, like I said earlier, rolled oats, sweet cream butter, brown sugar, flour, sunflower seeds. I mean, that just makes for a great cookie itself.
Well, and they're all ingredients that you'd find in your kitchen.
Exactly, exactly.
Open up the pantry and there they are. So what's the most common word you hear when people are experiencing a Grace's Best Cookie?
Amazing. When people bite into the cookies, the number one word I hear is, that's amazing.
They really are. And the package, it just looks like Kansas. It just spells Kansas, Kimberly. The beautiful sunflower on the outside. But what hits me, and I'm sorry, you know, I have my issues with diets and all, but I'm telling you, 5 cookies, only 130 calories.
That's a deal.
That's perfect for me. That label right there sold me.
It is a great value and great nutrition for what you get.
Well, let's go back to that word that describes Grace's Best Cookies that people use probably more than any other word. Why do you think amazing is such a common response, that's the first word out of people's mouths?
I think mostly because there's a bit of a mental disconnect with sunflower seed and cookies in the same sentence until somebody tastes the cookie. And once they taste the cookie, that perceived negative swings wildly to a real positive, and they're amazed.
They really are. There's no doubt about it. I know I am myself. Okay, you've had such great response, and you hear it from your customers. But what makes them so unique? Is it just the sunflower seeds? Is it just the rolled oats? I mean,
the butter. I don't know. I mean, just a combination itself. There's got to be something else that's catching people on. I mean, you know, it's just there's something out there. I can't get it right now. But I'm grasping for this, Kimberly. I'm eating another cookie to test it to make sure. You know, it's something else.
Well, the answer to your question is yes. It's all those things. It's just the perfect mix of those items, and it's kind of a unique cookie in production too. It's you got to produce it just right, or it does not come out real well. So we work real hard at that.
So going back to your customers, because I assume you've studied people like Jasper and me who enjoy them, and you probably have some sort of common behavior in how they consume them.
Well, the number two email that I received, my number one email is, I love your cookies, they're amazing, they're great, things like that. The number two email that I received from customers is, oh, I bought your cookies and I was taking them home to share them with my fill-in-the-blank, and they're so good I'm hiding them until I can get them more. So the behavior of hiding the cookies is the number two thing that I hear about them.
So is that why you came out with this little one-ounce bag that I think has five or six small cookies in it so that people can share?
That's part of it. Yes, absolutely.
You know, Kimberly, I'm a big history nut. Mm-hmm. And cookies are a big part of my diet, should I say?
Your diet.
And you know, I did some research beforehand. I found out cookies date back to the 7th century. And, you know, a common ingredient is sugar in the cookies. And people may be afraid of that. When you see five cookies for 130 calories, these little cakes, because that's what originally cookies were called, they're perfect for snacking, for desserts. I'm thinking, and here I go again, my mind's out there, I'm thinking of crumbling up a bunch of these and then making a tartufo with some homemade gelato and rolling them in the cookie crust.
I've heard of people doing that before and using them as a, instead of a graham cracker crust, using the cookies for the crust of like a graham cracker.
Well, Americans consume over 2 billion cookies a year. That's almost 300 cookies per person, Kimberly, and I'm right up there. That's only one cookie a week.
That's filling up your cookie jar a lot.
I met that minimum back in January, I think.
So, Jeff, what's your background? How did you get to Grace's Best Cookies? What inspired you?
Well, I've been in distribution my whole life, and we had a family distribution business that my mother retired from, and she got bored after 3 years of retirement. And found this little cookie company and did her impression of Victor Kiam. Do you remember that commercial where I liked the company so much I bought it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's what she did. And she was 68 at the time and ran it for 8 years and got really tired of doing everything. She's the textbook entrepreneur that has to do everything. And I said, well, Mom, why don't you find a baker to do some baking for you and sell against your stock like we did in the other business? She said, that's a great idea. Why don't you do it? So that's how I got into it.
So you were handed the cookie mantle of the family, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, my friend, I can only imagine what's on the horizon for you. I'm sure there's some big things in the future coming up, and maybe we'll discuss that on another interview, Miss Kimberly.
I would love that. Jeff, would you be willing to come back on?
Absolutely.
Wait a second. The only way you can come back on is you got to bring more cookies.
Well, that's true. That's
because
given.
Your bag is almost finished, Miss Kimberly. I mean, we're talking five cookies, only 130 calories. Kimberly, you're up for your calories for the week, I think, already
I
with
am.
This bag. Hey, my friends, make sure you check them out. Sunflower seeds and rolled oats. They're made by Grace's Best. That's right. Amazing taste cookies. You can get them at your local grocery store. Of course, go online to gracesbestcookies.com. Thanks for coming on the show and talking with us. I mean, cookies, come on. You come on here anytime.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
Kimberly, bring me the other bag. Come on, there's three bags in this studio here.
I'm hiding it. Thanks again, Jeff.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House is your market for 94 delicious years. It's all about certified Hereford beef. That's right. Kansas City strip steaks, only $6 each. And how about these beautiful ribeyes and filet mignons? Oh, my. And it's still great to cook out right now. So fire up that grill and get some certified Hereford beef from your neighborhood Hen House Market. Fresh local chicken, only $2.99 a pound. And for Miss Kimberly, it's a buy one, get one free shrimp. That's right. Wow, what a weekend planning of meals you can have right before your eyes. Just come on by any local hen house markets. And right now, it's all about the Tippins Apple Fest. It's apple season, and Tippins deep dish, French or old-fashioned caramel apple pie, only $9.99. It's buy fresh, buy local at your neighborhood hen house markets.
Kimberly, I need to thank you.
Okay.
Well, you've brought back an old friend of mine.
Oh, I know.
He's not old. I shouldn't say old, but a friend of mine. Let's put it that way.
He's tall.
Yeah, he is very tall.
He's very tall. We are so lucky to have Chef Matt Chatfield with us this morning. A lot of people remember him from the Culinary Center. He is the executive chef at Roth.
Roth Living on the Pleasant.
Gorgeous, gorgeous kitchen.
Wow. Yes. What a kitchen.
Yeah.
Kitchens. But the main showroom kitchen in the back, that's the one.
So you work with Wolf and Sub-Zero?
Yes. We are the Midwest distributor for Wolf, Sub-Zero, and Asco.
And you do cooking class experiences for the people who have just purchased, but you also do some classes each quarter called the Culinary Scene with the public.
Yes.
They can find out more about that on your website.
Yes. But.
Well, you've taken a different path than other chefs, and your focus really is geared toward educating the public. Through demonstrations and these cooking classes. And I know you're involved with a lot of charitable work also here in Kansas City, but to work in those kitchens and have the newest of everything that someone like, you know, John Doe will have at home, not like what we have at the restaurants. Those machines, I like to say, that you have are, wow, you talk about up to date. I mean, we're talking like spaceless products, you know,
It's, they're state of the art, and they do so much more than just our standard gas oven we grew up with.
Which is the reason why they have an executive chef in the house.
Yep. And many people are very intimidated by the features. So when we actually take them through step by step, we use it in the ownership experience. They use it. They actually pull the racks out. They actually punch the buttons. Because it's about getting their hands on the equipment and having some fun, cooking some food in it and on it. You know, it's a chef can make it look easy. I want to get their hands on it and make sure that they understand
what they're doing. Well, kind of like, Kimberly, with this bread that you brought in. And, I mean, seriously, who thought you were going to bring in all this food for us today?
I'm a feeder. Sous vide pork belly and sticky rice and an amazing Asian sauce.
It's a little bit of ketchup manis, a sweet soy sauce mixed with ground style chili sauce. Family favorite sauce for chicken satay, lamb satay, and
delicious.
Did you get that recipe from your wife?
Yes, actually from the father-in-law. Tao.
Did you really? Yeah. Wow!
And of course, your wife is the chef at Barstow School.
Yes, she is. Sophia Chatfield. Yes. Yeah.
So, talk to us about cooking class. You've done cooking classes for how many years?
Gosh, I think we started doing some back when I was the sous chef at Brook Ranch Country Club under Greg Oliver, and we decided we wanted to do some classes for the members.
Yeah.
So we started doing some of those, and then over the next couple of years' time, I started picking up a demo here and there, and then fell into the position at the Culinary Center and really fell in love.
So what do you enjoy most? Because, you know, Jasper does cooking classes as well. I know what Jasper
enjoys. I wish I had
more
time to do it. I love doing it.
Yeah. You know, I think that what I get the most out of is they say that you don't start learning until you start teaching, because when you're up in front of everyone, they're hanging on every word. So you really think a lot about what's coming out in explanation before you say it. And so you kind of develop this rapport with the students. You also get a connection. The first time that I was able to really connect with a crowd, a dinner at the Culinary Center, and I remember making a little joke over the chocolate demo that I was doing, and it just struck the right chord and the crowd erupted. And I said, now I know what a comedian feels like because it was like, wow, that was awesome.
That was awesome.
So that, along with being able to share what I've learned over the years and what I continue to learn. I mean, sous vide's new, you know, constantly trying new breads and different things out there, you know. I got a membership to Chef Steps because I want to catch up on what's the latest
thing
going
on. Exactly.
I'm
the same way. I learn when I'm teaching because I need to practice and know what I'm going to teach beforehand. So I actually do a little research and you know, and trial and error and find out, you know, the mistakes before I go on.
Yes.
Especially with you with these new machines. I mean, you have to be ready.
Yes. And it's constantly just, you know, when we don't have some clientele in there, I've got that live Culinary Center. So you might smell something good cooking up. you know, some grilled chops or some seared chicken or something, because we'll cook our lunch in there.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of creates some good smells too. It's a very modern European flavored, if you know, it's good to inject a little bit of food into that environment so that when they're walking through, it's not just
a showroom.
Floors, concrete. Ooh, right. What's he cooking back there? Fresh bread, cookies, whatever.
Oh, I can imagine you walk in there and you smell that fresh bread going. I mean, you wanted a Spidey oven right there, especially with all the gimmicks they have with those ovens.
Oh, yes.
You better ask the next question because I'm eating right now. Sorry.
Well, I will. You know, Chef, there are so many cooking gadgets out now. I mean, it seems like on TV every day you see something new, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they are just a flash in the pan, so to speak. But when you are selling these appliances with all of these different techniques, can we say?
Yes.
And different features, I mean, those are really worth their money.
Well, and they've been researched. You know, when I took the position at Roth Living, I had done some demos in their kitchens in the past. And I knew that it was good quality equipment. But when I actually went through training, went up to the headquarters, toured the factory, learned all the little specifics that went into it.
Wow.
I was like, wow, okay, this is American made. This is of the highest quality you can imagine.
Yeah.
On top of that,
you put your heart and soul in this.
So much variety. Wolf started out back in the late 90s and has blossomed in a very small offering and has just blossomed into a major brand. And that's really considered a benchmark brand out there now for those. So
I'm very proud. I have Wolf in my kitchen, and well, I absolutely love it. We switched 20 years ago. We moved into the location, and I was a little worried. And if it could be a workhorse in my kitchen, imagine how it could be at home. So
exactly.
How do you feel the cuisine, and how do you see the palate for the next generation? Is it different than the past? I mean, do you see a big change?
Much different.
Really?
You know, I didn't grow up eating sushi.
Didn't
grow up eating
same way. We're
spring rolls or you know, German food, whatever it might be. And, you know, I've got triplet 11-year-old girls, Isabel, Lauren, and Tiffany. And
triplets. I said twins. I meant to say triplets.
Triplets.
Yeah, I said twins, Kimberly.
And, you know, they've grown up with a pretty diverse palate.
Right. Wow.
At the same time, they can be a little picky now and then. But overall, you know, they made crepes for breakfast this morning. Crepes Suzette.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me that any other kid in Raymore made crepes Suzette for
beautiful?
Breakfast. You know, we're fortunate to have a Wolf Range in our kitchen now. After I started that, I said, you know, honey, we just got to redo the kitchen.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it now.
So, but, you know, even not just my kids, that parents are chefs, but others. I see them really growing up in a global food society. You know, you watch, what is it, Iron Chef for Kids or
Chopped for Kids. These kids run circles.
And they're running, the stuff they're coming up with, I'm like, how does that 8-year-old know about
this? I didn't know some
already?
Of those things until I was 18, 20, even, you know. Now I'm finding out different dishes and grains that I didn't know
about. I'm learning things that the 8-9-year-olds already tested out.
And they can teach you. You know, Jasper and I have had many kid chefs on the show. We've had Noah Belcher. We've had Zach Hofen.
Zach was on. It was on my Facebook memories today.
Yeah. And it is amazing. Their passions. So
it is. So it's, you know, with our opportunities to get so much more product in this area.
Sure.
You know, Kansas City was not a food desert by any means in the past. But it was meat and potatoes.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, we had a sushi restaurant in Kansas City. We had specific things, but it's grown so much.
So it's really cool. You have some events outside of the Roth that you're doing. You're going to be over at the Olive Tree. I love this, September 25th.
Yes. We're going to Global Tapas.
Global Tapas. Mm-hmm. It's over at Hawthorne Plaza. It's $55 a person. You can call or you can go on the Facebook page on the Olive Tree, and you can find out all about that.
And also in November, you're going to be out in Lee's Summit at A Time for Everything doing knife skills.
Knife skills.
And
learn
I think that
to chop like a chef.
I think our engineer, Mark Andrews, is going to be your first registrant for that one. So, well, Matt, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much. Thanks for bringing
my pleasure.
I was just going to say, bringing in the bread, the sous vide pork. Come on.
Amazing.
Kimberly, we've stepped up this this radio show.
We have stepped it up,
with chefs like Matt.
That's right.
Thanks for coming on, my friend. This is Jasper Morabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.